Really excited to get into it as NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell joins me here on the Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast. What did you see from Carson? What were some of the good things, some of the bad?
I tell you, one of the first things I noticed, and I don't know if you did, I thought that his delivery was much tighter. The way his carriage was, which is how he holds the ball as he's dropping back, led to him throwing the ball with a tighter, a little more compact delivery. And I thought the ball came out well. There's a few throws that I know he'd like to have back. Basically routine throws that you can't miss, and that has to be continued to work on. But what we saw is what a lot of people talked about, and you and I talked about when he came out of college, was his ability to make plays outside of structure. And we saw that with the touchdown to Aguilar and the big pass play to Ertz in the fourth quarter, which even though they didn't score on the drive, changed field position and ultimately, I think, helped wrap up the game. You know, those plays are critical. And you lose sight of the fact, or I do anyway, when you watch him do that, at how big he is.
Right.
Because he's not a thick-built kid. You know, he, like, for instance, a lot of people that I talk to, coaches, compared him to Andrew Luck when Wentz came out. But he's not built like that. Luck is a thicker build. Wentz might weigh the same, but he's built a little more angularly.
Yeah.
And his movement, I think, reflects that.
Situational football is a strength for him.
Yes.
And that's something where you kind of see younger quarterbacks tend to go. I remember you and I talked about this during training camp. You watched a red zone period and how sharp he was.
Yes.
In the red zone,
yes.
How decisive he was. When the lights get bright and when you need him to step up, he's able to step up and make good decisions and get rid of the football.
That goes back to college. I remember we did that play. It was a winning touchdown against Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
Where he changed the play at the line of scrimmage. What would they, no timeouts. I think there were, what, less than 30 seconds to go,
whatever
maybe?
Was,
whatever
yeah.
It was. And you saw the poise, the composure, the awareness, the understanding. See, that to me is what game management is. When they call a quarterback a game manager, obviously we know that's a bad connotation these days. But to me, that's what game management really is. Understanding, controlling the game situation at the time.
Right.
That's what the great quarterbacks do. You know, every situation presents its own challenges and therefore its own solutions. And he's shown the ability to find the solutions, at least mentally.